Rethinking Nitrogen Use. This is Managing for Profit on Brownfield Ag News for America. I'm Dave Russell. Managing for Profit brought to you by Sonic Herbicide. Higher yield potential starts with Sonic Herbicide, stopping weeds before they invade soybean fields. Justin Petrosino, technical agronomist at Stewart Seed, says the way we think about nitrogen is changing.
There's been a lot of research into nitrogen over the years, and we've come to a model where we base it off of yield. And we've really started to look into some of these nitrogen modeling systems and some sensor-based systems that try to account for weather and nitrogen price and hopefully bring that into the conversation.
Well, let's talk more about the advantages of this systems approach.
So there's quite a few advantages. A lot of farmers just kind of set the nitrogen applicator to a set rate. And let's say they want to do 160 pounds and at side dress, and that goes across their entire farm, where maybe we've got a field that's got some sandy soils that need a little bit more nitrogen, maybe a field that kind of hangs wet, and we need to either spread out that nitrogen application or increase it. In those situations, we're under-applying nitrogen, and if we get to a really good soil, maybe in the same field or somewhere on that farm, we're actually over-applying nitrogen. So with a lot of these systems, we're hopefully honing in on more of a variable rate and a possibly more accurate rate.
So where does technology come into all of this?
Technology is going to play a great role in both accounting for some of the weather variability with nitrogen, especially with rainfall, with soil conditions, and it's going to help us bring in price and season-long nitrogen usage by the corn plant in order to figure out if maybe we need to come back after a lot of rainfall or if we may be under-applied and yield potential is increased. It'll actually give us a better recommendation for maybe later in the season if we do need to come in with some nitrogen. Really, I hope the main key point is when they think about profitability this year, they don't think about setting a static rate of nitrogen to go across all their acres. I think we really need to break down to the field level, and hopefully with some of these guys that have capabilities to variable rate, we're going to look more to managing a single field or sections in a field rather than just setting a static rate across the whole farm.
Justin Petrosino. I'm Dave Russell, Brownfield Ag News for America.